Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Total Information AM, it's 9:09 with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. The inaugural season of St. Louis City SC is set to begin later this month, February 25th in Austin, and the much-anticipated home opener scheduled for March 4th in downtown West at City Park. Season tickets were in high demand, so if you weren't able to get any of those, Apple TV is the way you'll be able to view those matches in a recently announced 10-year partnership. There will be a difference in the programming. You might not notice it right away, but the advertisers certainly will. And joining us with details, Bloomberg reporter Jerry Smith. Thanks for being with us, Jerry.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this. So MLS Season Pass is what I understand is the name of it. How is that different than, let's say, the NFL package on my TV provider?
This is different because you're going to need to go to Apple TV and subscribe to MLS Season Pass in order to watch most of the games. Fox has some MLS games as well this year, but Apple did a long-term deal with the MLS for 10 years, so they are going to be the home of Major League Soccer and most of the matches going forward.
Where has MLS been up to this point? Was there a particular channel that was airing them?
Yeah, previously they aired their matches aired on ESPN, Fox, and Univision, and so now Apple's been getting more and more ambitious in sports, and they are going to be the home of the vast majority of Major League Soccer matches, and so it's going to be an adjustment for people who like watching MLS. They're going to now have to go to Apple instead of going through their cable TV provider.
We saw Taylor Twellman go from ESPN to Apple TV. He is a St. Louisan and will be broadcasting on that platform. Great, great soccer player through his career. Let's talk about the MLS matches. As viewers, how do we see advertisements? How does that work in an MLS match?
Well, it's not entirely clear exactly what it's going to look like, but I can tell you that Apple's going about this a little bit different than your typical commercial. I mean, if you're maybe watching NFL games, you'll see 30-second commercials from all sorts of different brands. Apple has been looking for long-term sponsors who are willing to pay as much as $4 million to sponsor the league throughout the season, so their ads would appear during the matches. So that's a little bit different than that. There's one interesting wrinkle that they, at least initially, are not accepting ads from sports betting companies, I'm told, which is, as we all know from watching sports on TV, there's a lot of commercials from sports betting companies on other types of sporting events.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like that's all that's advertising right now. As far as ratings go, is MLS a growing audience? I'm sure it's nowhere near football or other sports, but how fast is it growing?
It did go up last year on the ABC and ESPN networks. The audience for the regular season on average was about 340,000 viewers, which is not the biggest draw on TV. Other sports and even Premier League soccer typically gets a larger audience. But it's a big deal in terms of streaming. We've seen a lot of soccer move to streaming services, and it's proven to be a good way for these streaming services to get subscribers. Soccer fans are very dedicated, and they're willing to figure out where their matches are, and they're willing to pay for it.
And it's a very young audience, isn't it, Jerry?
That's right, yeah. Soccer fans tend to be younger. They tend to be more digitally savvy. Maybe they have to be because their matches are now online and not on cable. It works both ways for the MLS. It's a bit of a risk in that, people are going to have to go find the matches. You're not going to be flipping through the channels on cable and just stumble across a match. You have to be you have to go out and figure out how to get Apple TV and subscribe, which younger people shouldn't have much of a problem with. Some older people may be wondering, why is this match not on ESPN like I'm used to? But it's a good amount of money for MLS, $250 million. So, it's going to be, it'll be interesting to see how things go this year with fans who are accustomed to watching this on TV.
Well, Cardinals fans got frustrated because some of their games got moved to Apple TV. In particular, the perfect storm, and in a lot of ways a bad one, was the fact that Albert Pujols hit his 700th home run on Apple TV. So a lot of people were kind of blocked out there because they weren't, to your point, couldn't adjust and were kind of scrambling to figure it out. I guess once you know that these games are going to be on Apple TV and it's consistent, and by the way, soccer fans who watch Ted Lasso know exactly how to get Apple TV and how to pull that up. Do you see this kind of moving on into other sports? I mean, we've seen Amazon take NFL games. I have to admit, I didn't really migrate to Amazon on Thursday nights, but I guess eventually I will. Do you see this happening more and more, Jerry?
I do. I think that this is something that the tech companies are getting more interested in sports. Amazon is really taking the lead on this. Apple is now starting to acquire more sports rights. But it's going to take a long time. I mean, if you think about some of these deals, the NFL, I mean, that deal is going into the next decade. And most of those games are still going to be on TV. And a lot of the other sports, NBA is about to renew their media rights deal. We'll see if it continues to be on ESPN and TNT, or if some of those games end up on a streaming service like Amazon or Apple. So I think what we're going to see is sort of this fragmented landscape where fans are going to have to sort of navigate between their cable TV service and these new streaming services to watch all the games they want to see.
As far as Apple TV Plus goes, do you get any inkling that they're looking for more than just soccer rights? What else might they be looking at? Do you know?
Well, I think that's the everybody in the sports media industry is focusing on this next NBA deal. Right now, it's been with TNT and ESPN for a long time, but I think the NBA was looking at what the NFL did with Amazon this year, where Amazon was the exclusive broadcaster of the Thursday night football games, and the NBA could look to carve out a package of games just for a streaming service. And I think that's something that a lot of people in the industry are going to be watching.
Jerry, how's ESPN Plus doing? So they have their own platform where you can watch games streaming and replays, et cetera.
That's right. ESPN Plus has a lot of sports, and they recently increased the price of ESPN Plus and to reflect the fact that sports is not cheap. And Wall Street is really putting a lot of pressure on these companies to start turning these streaming services into being profitable. ESPN Plus does benefit from being part of the Disney family, and you can buy a bundle of services, ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus, at a cheaper rate than what you would to buy individually. So that has helped ESPN Plus's subscriber number grow. I think the big question for ESPN is, as these cable TV subscribers continue to decline, at what point do they move all of their major primetime sports onto streaming? ESPN Plus, for the most part, is not the big ticket games, the NFL games, the really high profile games are still going to be on the ESPN cable channel, but we're really seeing a sharp decline in cable TV subscribers, and at a certain point, you may have more people who are subscribing to streaming services than cable, and you're going to see these media companies maybe flip the switch and take the their cable channels online, but we don't know when that's going to be just yet.
Should we assume that the cost of Apple TV will go up then? Because it's a relative bargain. I think it's $4.99 a month, and they have got a lot of great programming. So if they're paying all this money for sports now, what if I don't want sports and I don't want to pay? Do you think that it'll split off? You'll pay extra for the sports, or what do you see happening?
I mean, that's an excellent question. I mean, that's what the entire cable TV business has sustained it for decades is that everyone was paying for cable, even for sports channels like ESPN, which is the most expensive channel in the cable bundle. Everyone paid for it, even if you didn't like sports and didn't want to watch it. So now you have these streaming services. Some of them are just focused on sports like ESPN Plus. Some of them are a mix of sports and entertainment, like Peacock has a lot of sports, but it also has comedies and dramas. Apple's the same way. I think that the prices are certainly not going down. They're only going to get more and more expensive because the cost of sports rights is getting more and more expensive.
MLS moving its matches to Apple TV, and in year one, it's year one for our own St. Louis City SC. Bloomberg reporter Jerry Smith with us on KMOX. We appreciate the info very much, Jerry.
All right, thanks for having me.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.